Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of On Heater Podcast featuring myself, Dashing, as well as my good friend, Kiwi. And, oh my freaking God, Kiwi, this week's news. I honestly, going into the week, I was like, man, this is going to be nice. It's going to be quiet. But yeah, okay. Goodbye, expectations. Goodbye. Goodbye.
From the truth.
No spoilers, but you know, if you know, you know.
As Bob the Tomato once said, and do we have a show for you?
Holy shit. I'm guessing we're going to name this something like the trade deadline or something like that. Something. But, you know, holy God. Anyway, you know, two idiots blundering about sports. Hey, Kiwi, how's your week?
mentally, I'm done.
I'm tired. Done. I'm tired.
Yeah. I think, yeah. I mean, you know, if you guys know, you know.
Yeah, I was ready to, like, you know, we were going to do Trust or Bust this week, or Hold'em, Fold'em, I guess, for basketball. Next week. Push it back.
I'm pushing it back once again. 2 weeks in a row, we've pushed it back.
So, yeah. Yeah, no, yep. Let's just jump right into football.
Certainly.
right into football. The unfortunate passing, we're going to start off with a little bit of sad news. Chicago Bears owner Virginia Hollis McCaskey passed away, 102 years old. It's always sad to see somebody die, you know, but I mean, 102 is literally a matter of time, I feel like.
She lived a great life.
Like,
she was literally there for the, like, alive for the entirety of the Bears.
Yeah.
So, rest in peace to Mama Bear. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we could finish your life out with beating the Packers at Lambeau for you.
Yes, sir. And then moving on, the Bears hired Eric Bieniemy as their RB's coach, Richard Smith as the linebacker's coach, filling out rather nicely. I mean, I don't hate the Bieniemy hire. I also don't hate the Smith hire. I like both of those guys as head coaches. But you know, I actually don't think Richard Smith was a head coach, but Eric Bieniemy was, I think.
Yeah, for a short Bieniemy time. Was for sure.
Yeah.
He also is going to very much be the hard ass that the players have been requesting for the locker room.
Yeah.
So. That's not going to have to be on Ben Johnson if he doesn't want it to be, because Bieniemy is here. So. Yeah.
And as far as last week goes, we were talking about God, Wilson.
Yeah, I have two Maya Copas for this week. This is one of them.
Wilson had announced, he's not to the Raiders just yet. He is focused on staying with the Steelers. Came out and said that. So we'll keep an eye.
That's Maya Culpa one for me. Maya Culpa two for me. I was shooting blanks last episode, apparently. I'm so sorry to you, Dallas fans. The Wings are, in fact, not the Valkyries.
Yeah.
And I am so sorry that I said that. I just completely blanked that the Dallas Wings existed.
WNBA,
which
guys.
I shouldn't have, because that used to be Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit team. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I was confused in the moment when you were like, for all of you who don't know, that's the Valkyries nickname, and I was like, isn't there a team named the Wings? But I just like let you have it. I was like, all right. And then I was looking at the trades and I was like, no, the Dallas Wings. Yes.
Yeah, I caught it. And so apologies for those two items from last week's episode. I will try to do better this week.
Atone with your life.
I've put in so much effort to this week's episode, guys. You don't even understand. Like, yeah. If you could see our notes.
No kidding. Literally 5 pages here, guys.
I've spent 2 hours working on these notes. So,
but yeah. So moving on, Bucks promote Josh Grizzard. I almost said Glizzard. To offensive coordinator. He's got promoted to their offensive coordinator. This is Baker Mayfield's 8th OC in his entire career.
Yeah, that's kind of insane.
Talk about inconsistency.
He's had what, 4 in Tampa alone?
Yeah.
Am I crazy? 4-4?
I'm pretty
right?
sure. Yeah.
Something like that. 5-3, maybe something like that.
Something crazy.
Just to dip back because you skipped over.
I did.
The Jets did hire Tanner Engstrand as their offensive coordinator. So the Lions yet again lose another member of their staff.
Yep. Coordinator assistant this time, but nonetheless, still a coach. Still getting poached.
Right. Oh, yeah. The Lions coordinator assistant. Yeah. Now an OC. So,
yep.
Congrats on him on his promotion, though.
Yeah, that's a really good promotion. That's crazy. The Jags are hiring Packers linebackers and run game coordinator Anthony Campanile as their defensive coordinator. The Cowboys have hired Cardinals offensive line coach Clayton Adams as their offensive coordinator. And just moving through some of these, Myles Garrett has asked. He asked for a trade, but he apparently spoke to LeBron James before asking, you know, for his trade. I feel like, you know, maybe asking to leave Cleveland is something LeBron might know about.
Right. Yeah, the letter was very emotion. You could tell he had a lot of emotion writing the letter to the fans. But honestly, you know, every player deserves their chance. And with a talent such as Myles Garrett.
No kidding.
You should definitely go out and try and get that Super Bowl.
Yeah. So he cannot be wasted. He cannot be wasted. A guy like that.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. I would love to see him on the Bears, but I doubt that's going to happen.
That'll be
we're certainly going to try for him though, I bet. But yeah. So, and then the Rams have announced that they are shopping Cooper Kupp, despite him wanting to stay with the Rams his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen actually that the leading spots are Detroit and Chicago.
I've also seen that.
To land him. So
if Chicago gets him, holy crap.
I think if Chicago gets him, our wide receiver room is set. Yep. Because I don't think we're keeping Keenan Allen this year, but we'll still have DJ Moore and Roman Dunze. And then obviously Cole Kmet as tight end, which everybody knows how Kmet is. So I think our receiving is going to be set if we land Kupp. But I no can kidding. Also see Kupp wanting to be like, hey, you guys, since you guys are trading me, like send me to Detroit so I can go play with Goff again. So...
No kidding. Keeping with the Rams a little bit here, they are going to host the first ever game in Melbourne, Australia.
Australia, you got a good team.
You got a great team. It's to be announced on who they're going to play. It's also going to be played on a cricket field, so that'll be cool. I guess it's in super famous arena, I guess. So that's going to be cool. This is news to me. That they agreed to a multi-year commitment to play regular season games in Australia.
You know what? I think in the fall we reported this.
Did we? We might have.
It was in negotiations.
Yes. Now that you're mentioning it, I actually sort of remember that.
So I believe, yeah, this is a follow-up from the fall, actually.
Yeah.
So glad to see this. I mean, we love our Aussies. So.
And the NFL... In total, so far this year, has 8 international regular season games in 2025.
It'll be impressive to see how the players manage to play upside down for this game.
It'll be impressive to see them play in all the sorts of different time zones as well, in front of different fans.
Well, this is a whole different date.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, no, literally. But like...
So, yeah, there'll be a whole day ahead.
Yeah,
this is going to be like if they play on a Sunday, quote unquote, a Sunday for us, they're literally playing a Monday game.
Well, so if they play at like 1 or 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock in Australia, they're going to be playing at like 1 a.m. or 4 a.m. our time. It's like
so I would have to imagine that it's got to be like
a complete flip.
I would have to imagine that it's going to be, because how far ahead is Australia?
I think they're just shy of 24 hours. Yeah, it's 10:34 a.m. right now.
Yeah, they're 16 hours ahead of Eastern time.
Yeah.
So they would have to, I'm trying to like math this in my brain. they would have to play at 9 a.m. Monday for it to be a 1 o'clock start
on a Sunday
for us. Yes. So a 9 a.m. game.
They won't do that.
I would have to imagine they would do like
they'll play at local time.
They'll do like a noon game over there, right? And then it'll be a 4 o'clock game for us.
No, it'll be 8 o'clock or almost 9. Because it's 10:30 in the morning.
If it's noon for them.
It's 10:30 in the morning right now.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So go 2 hours from now.
Right. So it would have to be, oh my God, my head.
It would have to be, if they played at noon, we would be starting it at 9 p.m. EST.
That's a late fucking game,
but that's probably what they're going to do.
Right. So, well, they could play at 9 p.m. Sunday there, and then it would be.
I don't know if they would do that, because they would probably want to do it during the day. I would imagine. I mean, we'll find out as we get closer. You know, it's
my brain.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. Good Lord.
They play 9 a.m. in Australia.
Yeah.
On Monday.
Yeah.
That would be 4 o'clock Sunday for us. Yes.
I don't think they will do that, but that's good time management right there for you.
That would be a good time management.
Yeah. They probably won't do that. They usually play local time, like one or four.
So, yeah. So if they did noon Monday there, it would be a 7 o'clock game for us on Sunday. That's what they're going to do.
If it's noon, it's 9 p.m. for us.
No.
Yes. It's 10:30 in the morning there, Kiwi, right now.
If it's noon, you go back 12 hours. That's midnight. Okay. And you go back the other 4 hours. That's 8 o'clock.
What time is it right now? 6:37 p.m. Eastern
it's
Standard
6:37.
Time.
Right.
Yes. Add 2 hours.
What time is it there?
It's 10:37 a.m.
Yeah. A.m.
Yes. So if they go to noon.
Right. So if they went to noon, it would be 8 o'clock p.m. here.
You're right.
Thank you.
You're right.
I know I was crazy initially, but I'm not crazy now.
I was very committed to that 9 p.m. I was very committed.
So that's probably what they're going to do, is play like an early afternoon game so that it's the night game for us.
Yeah. Listen,
something that we'll figure it out.
We never claim to be mathematicians in this podcast.
Yeah. Well, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we'll let them figure out the details. We'll just report it.
Yeah. People are watching this fucking punching the air. Like,
would you shut up?
You're both fucking stupid.
Anyway, speaking of internationally, good old Roger Goodell was quoted that he would like to take a Super Bowl internationally in the future. I don't know how that would work. I don't know where it would be, but
I wouldn't mind anywhere in Europe, honestly.
Honestly, though, I feel like that would, like, what about the U.S. fans?
Fuck them.
Go to the game.
Fuck them.
Go to the Super Bowl.
No, U.S. fans suck. U.S. fans are the worst sports fans ever. I love European crowds.
Football. American football is our sport. It's literally in the name, American.
And it's terrible. Our fans are awful. We are terrible.
Like our fans should have the right to be able to go to their own mega game.
No, I mean, listen, when the Toronto Raptors were in the NBA Finals, you know, Canada had a finals game, right?
That's completely different.
Technically the same thing, but I stand on this. International fans are way better crowds than U.S. fans. U.S. fans, I'm sorry, we all suck. We are terrible fans. We blow our energy in the first 5 minutes, and then we all sit there and we're fucking tired as hell for the rest of the game, and we all get drunk and wasted and we can't handle it, and then we leave early. International fans, stay hype. They stay at fucking 11 the entire game, even if they're drunk. And guess what? They don't leave. They stay there until the very end because they don't get this like we do. We are spoiled on sports. It's true.
All right, well, there's the pod, guys. We'll see you next week. anyways, let's get out of football. It's been problems thus far. We have a lot to get through. All right, moving into the hockey. So we saw a couple of trades. The Stars traded a 2025 first round and a 2025 fourth round for Michael Granlund and Cody Ceci from the Sharks. That fourth round could become a third round if Dallas gets to the cup finals. This is a great trade for Dallas.
I like
obviously, of course, they're adding depth. I also would like to talk about, we didn't put it in here, but what's his face that just got injured? Heiskanen?
Oh, yeah.
Heiskanen got surgery on his knee. He's now month to month.
Mm-hmm.
So if he is LTIR as well as whoever else they have out, Sagan, is LTIR until the playoffs, they have $20 million that they can do to use. 20. But like, who do you go out and get, you know? Like,
who's available?
Mikko Rantanen's already gone.
Yeah, who's available?
maybe Seth Jones. It's 9.5. He's not worth 9.5, but he's a good D man. Anyways, so this is the Stars bulking up. And then the other trade we saw, I just scared myself. it finally happened. The Canucks have traded JT Miller, Eric Brandstrom, and prospect Jackson Dorrington for Philip Chittle, prospect Victor Mancini, and a protected 2025 first round pick to the Rangers.
From the Rangers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The Canucks then turned this trade around and traded the first round pick Danton Heinen, Vincent Desharnais, and the rights to Melvin Fernstrom for Marcus Peterson and Drew O'Connor from the Penguins. Yes, you read that right. The leaving of JT Miller has now contributed to three Petersons being on the Vancouver Canucks. And the Rangers pick is conditional. So if the Rangers pick is within the top 13, it becomes an unprotected 2026 first round pick, which is expected to be a deeper draft pool. That was long-winded.
I'm
going to take a break. You give me your thoughts.
Well, to add on to that, Marcus Peterson also signed a 6-year extension worth $33 million to add to that.
And I believe they're also working on a contract for Elias Pettersson.
Yes.
Elias signed last year.
Yep.
Elias.
Yep.
I believe they're working on an extension for him as well. So they're going to literally have three Petterssons for the foreseeable future.
Great. I love it.
Yeah.
Team Pettersson.
And no JT Miller. So
nope.
JT Miller's going to have a fit whenever he plays the Canucks. He's going to be like, you know what? F these three Petterssons.
No kidding. I mean, I don't hate it. I like it. I like the moves the Canucks made. I think it's very interesting use of a first round draft pick, because I'm not going to lie, I feel like hockey and baseball are sort of the same, where, you know, their drafts are sort of crapshoots sometimes. Like,
yeah,
you could draft somebody super high, you could draft somebody super low.
And they can become a superstar.
Right, exactly. Like, you don't know who's gonna, you know, turn around and become like the next Alex Ovechkin, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or like Sidney Crosby. Exactly. Like, out of nowhere, somebody could turn into somebody fantastic. Or you could just get a flame out somewhere. And I feel like baseball is like the same.
Baseball's very much the same. NFL, I would say you definitely, and NFL and NBA, you kind of understand what you're getting most of the time, especially the NBA.
Yeah.
I feel like the NBA is like either
got them,
they're going to pan out, or they're just a pick selection.
You can tell in college you can honestly tell in college, like, who's a superstar and who's not.
Moving on from the trades, Jani Hakanpää is out for Four Nations for Team Finland, another out, as well as, I mean, we mentioned it, Heiskanen is now going to be confirmed out for that. We went over Marcus Pettersson. Coming out of Anaheim, John Gibson becomes first Ducks goalie to play in 500 games. Gibson's been around for a long time. Long time.
Good for him. Good milestone.
And then sticking with goalies, Jonathan Quick becomes the first U.S. goalie to record 400 wins. Can we cement Jonathan Quick as the best U.S. goalie of all time now?
I mean, I've said that for a while.
I think that's for a while. For sure now, though, like, right?
Yeah.
Like, the only people I can think that may, and this is for the future, may ever pass him, Jeremy Swayman, Jake Ottinger. Who's their other goalie for Team USA?
Oh my god, my brain. I can't even think.
Aiden Hill's on Canada.
Swayman, Ottinger, Hellebuck.
Okay, so Hellebuck's definitely going to probably pass him for best U.S. goalie. But, I mean, those are all three solid options. But I think Jonathan Quick is definitely, right now, for sure, the best U.S. goalie of all time so far.
I think so.
going to the other side of the goalies, which means the forwards, Patrick Kane becomes the new record holder for most shootout goals in a career with 53. That's freaking nuts.
It's a lot of shootouts. It's a lot of shootout goals.
I mean,
goals.
A lot of those Blackhawk games were very close. I think you said that the other day.
I did, yeah.
And Detroit games have been very close recently, too, because if y'all aren't paying attention to the Red Wings, start. They're going nuts.
You're getting hot.
Speaking of goal scoring, and Ovi, he now needs 17 to tie, 18 to break. He is on a heater lately.
He's so close.
Did you see that 0.1 second goal?
Mm-hmm.
They had to literally go back and review it because they had to make sure it crossed before.
Yep.
Crazy. And then final point for hockey. Wow, we flew through hockey. The NHLPA is appealing Ryan Hartman's 10-game suspension. What do you feel about the actual reason for the suspension? The actual play?
I mean,
I guess if you want to call that.
I saw his excuse for like why it happened. I still feel like it was I don't want to say a little much because it was wow, holy shit, what the frick just happened?
Yeah,
but like, you know, 10 games personally I feel like wasn't enough. I feel like they could probably give him a more. I think 10 games he could probably serve and just deal with it.
So yeah, I mostly agree with it. I did like rewatch it after he, you know, said his piece about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get where he's coming from. You can definitely understand it from like his point that might have been what happened. You know, we'll never really know the intent or anything like that. But I feel like 10 games is a lot. See, I'm on the other side. I feel like 10's a lot. I feel like it should have been like 7.
Nah, I think punishment fits the crime.
I think he is a repeat offender.
Yeah, that's why it's punishment fits the crime.
I think this is George Parros saying, hey,
stop
doing these plays or I'm going to hit you with a half a season next.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So maybe that's why it's a little heavy to really catch his attention.
Maybe. I guess we'll find out or never find out, I guess.
We'll never find out. Hopefully.
Hopefully
he never becomes another offender.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, that kind of wraps us up for hockey. That kind of, you know, brings us right into the end. Quick baseball tossing out there. The Angels are extending their lease in the Anaheim through 2032. So no, the Los Angeles Angels are not going to be moving. The New York Mets signed Pete Alonso with their zero cap space to sign 2 years, $54 million, which, wow, I'm probably shocked. Probably all deferred money because they literally can't afford anything else. And then Ipe Mizuhara sentenced to 57 months for stealing $17 million from Shohei Ohtani. That basically clears him, like, right? That kind of clears him from all the gambling, you know, accusations.
I think he's out of the red now. Yeah,
I think he's clean.
So
so good for him.
All right, guys. So here's the story.
Here's the skinny.
If you've been living under a rock, you wouldn't know this. But to anybody else, basketball went insane this week.
So let me ask you this before we start. Do you want to start with the WNBA or do you want to start with the NBA?
Well, I suppose we can start with the W first, since
it's a little shorter.
And most of this happened before the NBA stuff.
Yeah.
So let's jump into the W. I'm going to scroll past the trades and the free agency acquisitions first. We'll come back to those in a second.
Yep.
Marina Mabry requests trade from the Connecticut Sun. Aja Wilson gets a Nike deal for her own shoe, which I believe makes her the first WNBA player to have their own Nike shoe. The only one else I can think of is what's her face New York.
Caitlin Clark signed a deal too.
She have her own shoe though, or is she just sponsored?
Ooh, I don't know if she has her own shoe.
That's what I'm thinking. I think she's just sponsored.
I think Aja Wilson's the only one with her own shoe.
Okay, so congrats to Aja for breaking through in that market for that, as well as getting her jersey retired at the University of South Carolina.
Clark's signature Nike shoe is in the works. Sorry, continue.
Okay, so Aja Wilson beat her to it.
Yes.
But Clark's right behind her. And speaking of Clark also being right behind her, right after Aja Wilson's jersey was retired at USC, Caitlin Clark jersey was retired at the University of Iowa.
Very cool.
So obviously both of these are no-brainers. Easy. This is quite possibly the best two players in the W.
I think I would agree with that. I mean, there are some great players.
Definitely
in the W.
Two of the top five.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
even the
I
top
mean,
four.
I feel like Clark still, I mean, she's still young. So like she's still developing, but even still, like, I feel like she's up there. Like she's gotta be at least like top 10 at the very least. I'd put her up there anyway.
At the minimum. The only other ones I can think of is like Breonna Taylor.
Stewart, Nafisa Collier. Brittany Griner is pretty good.
Sato Sabali is pretty good, even though, you know, we'll get to her in a second. all right, now moving back to the free agency signings. I'll take this, you take the trades.
Gotcha.
The Aces have signed Elizabeth Kitley and Cheyenne Parker Tyus. The Fever have signed Sydney Colson, Dewana Bonner, Natasha Howard. The Valkyries have signed Tiffany Hayes, Monique Billings, and they're also having a lot of trouble signing other free agents, or just building general interest to come to Golden State. So hopefully that picks up a little bit more here in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
The Mercury signed Sammy Whitcomb. The Sun signed Tina Charles, as well as Diamond DeShields. The Wings, so sorry, Dallas, have signed Miesha Hines-Allen. The Sky signed Kia Nurse and Courtney Vandersloot. And the Dream signed Brianna Jones.
Whew.
A lot of signings.
Oh, my God. I mean, holy crap. You know, I know they're gearing up, but like, holy crap, these teams are filling up fast.
We're legitimately still 3 months from the start of the season.
There's still a lot of time.
And there's been a lot of acquisitions. There's been a lot of trades already. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a crazy week in the W as well as the men's side.
As far as the trades go, the Wings
Sorry, Dallas.
Sorry, Dallas. Now, are these players that they got from these teams? Is that what this is?
Yes, this is the team that these players were acquired from.
Okay. So from Connecticut, they got Dejani Carrington. Oh, my gosh. Tyshia Harris and a 2026 second round pick. From the Fever, they got Nalissa Smith and a 2027 third. And from Phoenix, they got Micaiah Herbert Harrington and the rights for her and a number 12 pick. The got from Dallas, Sato Sabali, Kalani Brown, Sevgi Uzun. And from Connecticut, they got Alyssa Thomas. From the Fever, they got from Dallas, Jaylen Brown. From Phoenix, they got Sophie Cunningham and the number 19 pick. And the Sun from Dallas got J.C. Sheldon. From Phoenix, they got Natasha Cloud. From Indiana, they got the 8 pick. And for the Sky from Connecticut, they got Rebecca Allen flipped from the Phoenix trade.
Whew. Yeah, so some crazy trades here. This I know we reported on the Alyssa Thomas trade last week, but the final details came through. It ended up being a little bit bigger than initially reported, so wanted to make sure that was added back in here.
Yeah. These aren't these aren't direct one for ones. Like, we didn't place them out like, this is who traded for this and this is traded. This. It was way easier to literally go team by team.
Literally just say, and just say who the team got from who. Yeah.
This is where this so player easier. Came from. And it's just, you know, man.
When we get to the men's side, we'll bounce around a little bit more. Like, we'll try and line up the trades a little bit. But, it's been a week.
Yeah, my stomach is flipping reading some of these trades from the NBA. Oh my god.
I want to, how many teams? 2, 3.
How many?
24 of the 30 teams made a move this week. Oh. Actually, I think it's technically 25. Because I think someone acquired someone from, like, just for example, like the Wizards acquired somebody from a team that wasn't on here, but they didn't send anything in return. You know, they just like.
Yeah, part of a 3-team or 4-team or whatever trade.
Yeah. Something like that. So, yeah. That's insane.
So let's, let's just jump right into this. I'll do a few.
We can't even skip down to the bottom because
I don't even know where to start. Like, I guess we'll just start with the Clippers. You know, from the Jazz, they got Drew Eubanks, Patty Mills. From the Hawks, they got Bogdan Bogdanovic, one of the best names in the league.
Honestly.
From Milwaukee, they got Marjan Beauchamp. I'm guessing Beauchamp.
Something like that.
For the Jazz, from the Clippers, they got Mo Bamba, since waived, PJ Tucker, his first move, and from the Lakers, they got Jalen Hood, Schifino, and from Miami, they got Dennis Schroeder. This is his second move. So, just for clarification, how many times he got moved? 4 times.
He got moved. So,
or three Dennis times on 4
Dennis
teams.
Schroeder, yes. Dennis Schroeder and PJ Tucker both got moved 3 times and played for 4 teams.
Yep. In 24 hours.
I don't know if PJ Tucker was in 24 hours, but Dennis Schroeder was. PJ Tucker was at least within a week.
Yeah. So, this next one, you know, and I know we didn't lead off with this, and all of you are like, all right.
Why didn't you talk about the most important trade?
The most important trade happened at 12:30 in the freaking morning. Luka Doncic from Dallas to the Lakers.
Yep.
What? You can't even make this trade in 2K.
It's not possible. It's not possible. Listen, I've had almost a week to process this.
I still can't believe it.
I'm still not done processing it.
literally Anthony Davis came out and said, hey, we need to trade for a big man. So they said, get the fuck
all right
out.
See you later. Yeah, so the Lakers, we'll get into the rest of, like, there's a third team that was involved in this, but essentially the trade was Luka, Maxi Kleber, Markieff Morris for Anthony Davis and Max Christie.
Yep.
And then some picks. Guys, we didn't put the picks in any of the men's side. I know we had it in the women's side. We didn't put it in any of the men's side because there's so many picks moving around, flipping teams, swapping who's got what, future, current, whatever. If you want to figure it out, go to ESPN. They have a great trade tracker at ESPN, and you can figure it all out from there. So, keeping with the Lakers from Charlotte, they also got Mark Williams.
There's their big man.
Yep. Well, I mean, they've traded for freaking Luka. And then the Mavericks also traded for Caleb Martin from the 76ers. Speaking of the 76ers, they got Quentin Grimes from Dallas. They also retained... How does this work? So Detroit,
if they were part of the deal, yeah.
So they traded Caleb Martin to the Mavs.
Yep.
And then Detroit took on 16 mil of Martin's
contract. Yep.
Cap. It's like 17. It's like 7.9 this year, and then 8 mil next year.
Yep.
And then the 76ers also got Jared Butler from Washington.
Yeah.
Washington made a lot of moves. Maybe they'll be good. Probably not, because their name is still the Wizards. The Pistons, speaking of Detroit, got KJ Martin from Philadelphia as part of that trade. And they got Dennis Schroeder's final landing spot from the Jazz.
Yeah.
So obviously we'll hear about that in a second from the Jazz. The Heat...
This is
all right. Here's the next big one.
This one actually kind of floored me, because all week we were hearing Jimmy Butler wants to go to Phoenix. He only wants to go to Phoenix. He does not want to go to Golden State. He does not want to go anywhere else. He wants to go to Phoenix. He wants to play with Book and KD. What the hell happened?
Which is funny, because the rumor was that Phoenix was actually trying to trade KD for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because of the cap differential. Okay. So here's the trade. The Heat acquiring from Golden State Andrew Wiggins, Kyle Anderson, and Dennis Schroeder's first initial move. From
the Jazz,
they got PJ Tucker, which was his second move. And as we said earlier, they ended up flipping Dennis Schroeder. And then the Warriors got from Miami Jimmy Butler.
Also, the Heat got Davion Mitchell from the Raptors.
And he got Davion Mitchell from the Raptors, which we'll get into a little more of that trade in a second. But
the Warriors getting Butler, and then they signed him to an extension. He got a 2-year, $112 million extension. So not only did he go there after saying, I don't want to go play with the Warriors, I'm not signing an extension with you. He went to the Warriors and signed an extension.
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me?
So have you been seeing all the memes? It's like... Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler after their first loss, and it's just two guys knocking the crap out of each other.
Yeah,
that's probably how that's gonna go. All right, I'm gonna do this last one just because it's my Suns, and then you can take back over. The Suns acquire from Charlotte Cody Markin and however you say his name, first name, Micic.
That's my guess.
Everybody has too much chich at the end of their name. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's Vasily. I feel like it's Vasily.
I feel like that's right. Vasily Micic. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And out of that trade, I'm just going to jump down real quick.
Yeah.
The Hornets acquired from Phoenix Yusuf Nurkic. He is gone.
Good trade. Good trade.
I do. Yeah, I think that is a good trade. Honestly,
load off. It's a load off for sure for the for the Suns.
And we get a tiny. We get a little bit of depth for it.
Moving on to the Cavs from the Atlanta Hawks, they got DeAndre Hunter. The Raptors from Nollins got Brandon Ingram, which is honestly another trade that I'm like, wow, I can't believe that guy moved. They got from Miami PJ Tucker. This was his third move.
Third and final. So third he is now with the Raptors permanently.
Correct. And from the Pacers, they got James Wiseman. Man, I love that last name. Wiseman.
Right. Wiseman.
The Pelicans from the Raptors, they got Bruce Brown and Kelly Olynyk. That was part of the Brandon Ingram deal.
Yep.
And for the Thunder from New Orleans, they had Daniel Theis. And the second round compensation pick is my assumption on that.
Yeah, I did leave those in there just because they weren't a set pick and compensation's a weird thing. So
yeah. The Hornets from the Lakers got Dalton Knecht and Cam Reddish. The Spurs, this is the third big trade.
And this one came just hours after Luka was traded.
Literally, so it was really funny. So De'Aaron Fox, he got moved to the Spurs. He's going to play with Wemby now. That team's going to be disgusting.
The Spurs are going to be nuts.
He posted on Twitter, he was like, all these moves are absolutely blowing my mind. And somebody quote retweeted him and they were like, hey, yo, don't pack up your stuff. You're next.
Yeah. Don't go to sleep. You're next. Yeah. And then he literally got traded a couple hours later.
Yeah.
So. Oh, good Lord.
And the Spurs from the Bucks, they got Patrick Baldwin Jr. His second move. Second move of the trade deadline for him.
Yep.
For the Spurs, I'm sorry, from the Spurs, they got Zach Collins and Trey Jones, and from the
Kings.
Oh my God, Sacramento! Holy crap, my brain just stopped working.
Right.
they got Kevin Huerter. Huerter.
I think it's Huerter.
Huerter.
I feel like it's Huerter.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's Huerter.
And I mean, there's just an extra letter in there.
For the Kings from Chicago, they got Zach LaVine. That's another big move, by
the
way.
That's a great trade.
That's a really big move.
That's a good pickup for the Kings.
And from the Wizards, they got Jonas Valanciunas. Do we really need to talk about the Wizards? Yes, we do. Because from the Bucks, they got Chris Middleton, which is actually a big move as well.
That's a big move.
And AJ Johnson as well. From the Kings, they got Sidy Cissoko.
I think it's Sissoko.
From the 76ers, they got Reggie Jackson, and the and from Memphis, they got Marcus Smart. Sorry, not Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis. You're right.
Is it Memphis?
Yeah, MEM is Memphis.
What? Why? Yeah, it is. Oh my God! Holy crap! My brain is not working right now.
Talking about all these teams,
my mind is like second guessing every single thing I'm seeing. I literally
know how my brain felt when I was typing all of this.
Literally, quite literally, when that Luka deal dropped, my brain exploded. Like it melted into freaking nothingness, and I haven't been able to read anything since. Like I thought it was a fucking scam. Like I thought Shams was hacked, just like everyone else.
You literally texted me that, and I woke up in the middle of the night, like an hour and a half after this all went down, and I saw this notification, and I went, "Bro, that's crazy!" And then I fell back asleep. And then when I woke up, I was like, "Holy shit, Luka got traded!"
Yeah. There's freaking videos out there on TikTok that I was seeing of people like, hey, babe, wake up. Luka Doncic just got traded to the Lakers. And they're just like, you're lying. You're a liar.
No kidding. No kidding.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Carry us home.
Yeah, I'll carry us home. So the Bucks from Washington got Kyle Kuzma, which is a great pickup, actually.
Good one.
And this was Patrick Baldwin Jr.'s first move. Obviously, he landed with the Spurs, finally. And then DeLon Wright, his first move as well. And a second compensation. They got from the Knicks, Jericho Sims. Which, that's... Oh, never mind. Never mind. And from the Clippers, they got Kevin Porter Jr.
Good little move.
The Knicks, with that trade from the Bucks, got DeLon Wright, which was his second and final move. So the Bucks flipped him from Washington to New York. You know what? I just realized the Nets aren't on this list. We're going to go over the teams that aren't, that didn't make any moves here in a minute. The Hawks from Cleveland, as part of the DeAndre Hunter trade, got Caris LeVert and Georges Nyan. Is it Jorge?
I think it's probably Georges.
Nyan. And from the Clippers, they got Terrence Mann and Bones Highland, which is also another great
name. Awesome name.
The Rockets, with their trade with the Celtics, got Jaden Springer and second compensation. The Celtics got a second compensation back from that. So flipped compensations there. And then the Rockets got Jaden Springer. And from their trade with the Hawks, they got Cody Zeller. And then finally, the Grizzlies, their trade with the Wizards was they ended up getting Marvin Bagley III and Johnny Davis.
I don't even know what to say. Like,
you know, this is the craziest trade deadline. Let's park our thoughts, because I know that you have some thoughts coming up on this. Lonzo Ball also extended with the Bulls, 2 years, $20 million. And DeJounte Murray is out for the season, ruptured right Achilles tendon. Yeah. Now, I do want to go back and look at the teams that did not make any...
make a trade during the deadline?
Make a trade. I did list the Nets already. That was the first one that came to mind.
The Cavs.
I don't see the trail. The Cavs were on there. I don't... Okay. Yeah. I don't see the Trailblazers.
Trailblazers are not.
Denver the Nuggets did not. The Magic did not. The Pacers didn't get anybody, but technically they are on there because they made a trade with the Raptors, and they got some picks out of that, I believe. The Thunder are not on there. Top of the West, Thunder are not on there. Oh, wait, just kidding. They are.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait a minute. They are.
Ignore that.
The Timberwolves. Are the Timberwolves on
there? Are not on there. Nope.
Okay.
And I think we're missing one still. Nope, that's it. So the Trailblazers, the Timberwolves, the Nuggets. Were the Rockets on there? Yeah, the Rockets were on there. The Nets, the Magic, and... Who's the other one? Who am I forgetting that we already listed?
The Timberwolves? Did you just say them?
I said the Timberwolves.
Say the list again.
Okay. Trailblazers.
Yep.
Timberwolves.
Yep.
Nuggets.
Correct.
Nets.
Yep.
Magic.
Okay.
Who am I missing?
Who are you missing?
Am I missing anybody? Is it only five?
I think it's only five. I'm looking at the teams right now.
Isn't there 24 on this list, though?
Knicks, Pacers, Bucks, Heat, Pistons, Magic.
Somebody must not have acquired. Oh, I'm sorry. No, five is right, because the Pacers aren't on our list because they only got picks back. They didn't get a player.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's your 30th team right there was the Pacers. So there was five teams that did not make any deals, which... A couple of these are surprising, that the Nuggets didn't make any moves, the Timberwolves didn't make any moves, the Blazers suck, so...
I mean, yes and no. I mean, like, the Celtics barely... They only made a pick trade, basically, and they got rid of Jaden Springer, who's a real depth guy. Like, so, I mean, I don't know. Some of these teams don't need to make moves.
I mean, it's just surprising. I guess we're so used to the NHL teams wanting to bulk up right before the playoffs, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I guess it's a little
with different. With what cap space for the Celtics?
Well, then there's that. Oh, side note, we didn't put this in here. With the Philadelphia 76ers trades, they are now underneath of the luxury tax, so they do not have to pay that extra money this at the end of the season.
Good for them. They're still out of the play-in tournament right now.
Well, Joel Embiid's back and playing because he didn't want to get traded, so... Yeah.
Well, they still have a loss streak of one game.
They're currently... They've played two less games, but they're two wins behind the Bulls.
Yeah.
So. For that last play-in spot.
Let's hope they stay there. Anyway.
we'll do a full standings rundown next week when we do, like, hold them and fold them.
Yeah.
Hold them, fold them.
So we're just going to jump right in to the Anaheater hot take of the week, because this is my Anaheater hot take. We need more massive trades like this in the season. Because it's delivering. Like, the news is insane. And I know, like, every year we can't see blockbuster trade after blockbuster trade after blockbuster trade, because teams are going to want to stay consistent with their rosters. But, like, the amount of moves that we saw this year, we need to see this happen more often. Because, you know, like...
In every league.
Because superstars, specifically in the NBA, are so fickle that they sign these massive contracts and then they want a GTFO like that. They don't want to be there anymore. So how do you circumvent this? About
3 months from now.
No, literally. He literally lived the American dream. He stomped his feet. His boss sent him home and he sat on the bench for 6 months, getting paid millions of dollars. And then he got sent to a new place of employment and signed $100 million more. So, like, literally the American dream right there in a nutshell. But yeah, so, like, I feel like, you know, we need more trade deadlines like this. I feel like across all major sports, not saying we need to trade Luka Doncic every season, because God knows some players need to stay put. Some players actually, you know, aren't fickle, but their teams are.
Oh my gosh, we didn't even put we missed another point. I'm so sorry. Speaking of players that don't need to move, Devin Booker sets the Suns all-time scoring record.
Yes, that did happen too.
And he's only 28.
Yeah.
As well as we are on the 30K watch for KD.
Yep.
Do they play tonight?
No, they
play tomorrow. They play tomorrow against, I believe it's the Jazz. And he is 26 points away. He was injured. No, we don't play the Jazz tomorrow. You do play
the Jazz tomorrow. I'm looking at it right now.
Yes, but he was doubtful. Yes, he was doubtful for yesterday, Wednesday's game. Hopefully he will play tomorrow, Friday, against the Jazz. He needs 26 points to hit 30K.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, proceed back to your every league needs to have this kind of trades.
Yeah, no, I mean, but that was kind of it. That's all I had. Like, I just feel like we need to see these more often. Like, I feel like if a superstar is being fickle, if he just, like, is saying, I want to go, I want out, I want out of here, then go get a king's ransom for him. Get rid of him. Get rid of the toxic environment in your locker room. Give him to someone else who's going to have to deal with it later down the road. But don't trade your generational star, Dallas, that wants to stay there.
So I agree with you on this, actually. I do still think it's a hot take, though, because I know a lot of people want to hold on to star players, right? You know, you don't want to trade. Like, I don't want to go out. I don't want the Blues to go out and trade Jordan Bennington. No. But if we need to, you know, that's the thing.
Right.
But it makes the season interesting.
It does. Yeah. Flips things on its head.
We've seen blockbuster trades so far for the NHL. We saw a crazy amount for the NBA this year so far. Honestly, the NFL needs more blockbuster trades.
They do.
And if you want to,
that holds on.
If you want to increase the interest for the MLB, this needs to happen.
Baseball doesn't move players often. It's only when they contract runs out. Yeah. Contract runs out and then there's a bidding war and the highest team wins. That's what happens in Major League Baseball. You know,
more trades, baseball, please.
Yes. Yes.
Please. Yes.
I would love that.
So moving on to my hot take of the week. I did it last week for the NHL with my Stanley Cup Finals predictions. I'm going to do my NBA Championship Final predictions right here live for you. Okay. I got the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Los Angeles Lakers.
That's insane, because my Eastern Conference Finals is literally the Cavs and Celtics.
So I think... Now, if you're looking, if you're watching the standings right now, this, I believe the Bucks are sitting at 6 in the West, and I believe the Lakers are, that's what I meant, and I believe the Lakers are sitting at 8 in the West. Maybe not, maybe they're a little higher than that, but
Lakers are
these
prime.
Are both, quote unquote, underdog teams right now. But the Lakers just got Luka. As well as Mark Williams and a couple other depth players. And the Bucks just got Kyle Kuzma, Jericho Sims, and Kevin Porter Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I think this might be what these teams need to push them over the edge.
The Celtics are still going to be an insane team to beat. Same with the Cavs. Same with the Cavs.
Same with the Thunder.
Same with the Thunder. Same with the Warriors.
Same with even maybe the Nuggets I would throw in there.
The Suns, if they get there.
The Suns, if they make it. The Rockets are crazy right now.
There's a lot of really good teams.
There's a lot of really good teams right now. The Grizzlies are sitting in second in the East. Don't forget about that, too. Or the
West.
The West. Yep. So the Grizzlies are also good. The Knicks are there. They're in third in the East. Yep. So all these teams, they have to make it past it, which that's how the playoffs work. And we all know that the first two rounds of the NBA playoffs are a joke.
Yeah. Possible.
Where the bad teams get shown out and the good teams stay good. So... So, this will be a test. You will see over the next month, depending on how these two teams play.
I'm gonna add on to this as we get into our DraftKings sports bets.
Oh yeah, we didn't put this in here either.
DraftKings, not sponsors, sponsors. DraftKings, please. My first bet of the week. I put down the Lakers to win the NBA Finals. At the time, it was +1700. I hit it after. I thought I had hit it before when it's still +6,000 or whatever, but I missed it and I only had to hit it at +1700, which is still fine. I'm still fine with that. I put down a nice $5 bet on that, building off of Kiwi's Bucks Lakers finals matchup. I think the Lakers are going to win. I feel like Doncic showed up where they were like, oh, he's like 270 pounds. Have you seen him? He's not.
Okay, so I here's my thought. Okay, he got off that plane, right? And everybody's like, he's not 270. Mans was wearing a hoodie, first of all, so there's literally no way you could tell how fat he is.
Yeah.
But I still don't think he's 270.
I saw
him. He might be a little pudgy.
He was in the practice gym. He was wearing his tank top in the practice gym.
He still might be a little pudgy, but he's not 270. Speaking of which, I know we just mentioned this, but the Warriors went from +6600 to +4K after they got Jimmy Butler. The Lakers went from +4K to +1400 after getting Luka, which is crazy. Yeah. And then there was also another one that I sent you.
I can't remember who the last one was. The Bucks
went from +2800 to staying the exact same at +2800 after trading for Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that continues to pan out over the season, but continue.
And then my second one, going back to the Super Bowl, they did another longest touchdown bonus bet. So I have Saquon Barkley. I did last round. I'm doing it this round. Barkley, anytime TD scorer, -195, but the caveat here is the bonus bet for longest TD scorer, you get a piece of $5 million.
I think it's a max bet of $5, right?
It is. I won last time. I won last time with Barkley. I got $30 from the $2 million pot.
You did. You did. That brings me into my bets. I have just two simple money lines here. The Nets to beat the Heat tomorrow, Friday, plus 235. That is a Jimmy Butler-less Heat, even though the Nets are bad. And the Blackhawks to beat the Predators, also Friday night game, plus 170. The Blackhawks may be the worst team in hockey, but the Predators are not far behind.
No, they're not.
But I think that wraps us up for our crazy trade special episode here.
Yeah.
Not special episode. It's a normally scheduled episode. We totally could have broke this up into two episodes, but probably. We wanted to bring it all to you guys. But I think that wraps us up for that. So hopefully everybody enjoyed the craziness that was this week's news.
Yeah. And, you know, be sure to check us out, you know, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, Prime, wherever you watch, listen to your podcast for more. And be sure to like, comment, subscribe where applicable.
Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
Yeah. We're done rambling, so be free.